This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My guest on 99.5 The Mountain is a big friend of the show, comedian and author, and now host of his own show on the Food Network called Baked, Mr. Tom Papa.
Well, well, well.
Good day, sir. You've moved from the world of drinking into the world of baking, and we're all so impressed.
I wouldn't say I've left the world of drinking. I've just added baking.
My man, that's good to hear. So every time I turn around, Tom, you got another thing. You're like, you're Mr. Irons in the fire. Now you got you have a baking show now.
I know. It's kind of crazy. I wasn't planning on this one. I literally was just baking bread with my daughter, having a good time, creating this new hobby, visiting bakeries when I'd travel on the road, and now it's a television show.
It's kind of nice when it works out like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually the most enjoyable one I've ever done because it purely wasn't looking to do anything with it. I literally was just having fun and learning this hobby, and you know, whether they do a TV show or not, I'm still going to come to Denver and go visit a bakery. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's your thing. The show, Tom, is called Baked, yeah?
Yeah, it's called Baked.
And you start coming up here next week on Labor Day, day after Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day on that next Monday night, September 3rd, 10 o'clock East, I guess. And we're going to run two episodes. The first week we run New York and Detroit. And the New York one has a surprise visit from my good friend Jim Gaffigan.
Okay. So tell us, I mean, I don't want you to, you know, give away too much, but tell us a little bit about the premise of the show. Because I think if we just left it at this, people would be like, well, watching Tom bake bread may not be the most exciting show in the world, but that's not really what the show is.
I know, which is really funny because I really thought that could be a show. I love bread so much, but I'm like, why wouldn't you watch someone make bread for hour after hour? But they decided, no, let's include anything that's a good baker. So I fly into these different cities, and we go visit the best bakeries and creators of baked goods that we can find. So we'll hit like four or five different spots in New Orleans, in New York, in Detroit, in Los Angeles, and we roll in, find the five best places, and it's really, really cool. You get to meet these families who are baking this amazing stuff. They're all good people. You know, you don't normally find a mean person who decides to bake cookies for the community. And you know, as the Food Network is legendary for, the way they shoot this stuff is so incredible. I'm like watching the edits of it, and they're watching these hot sticky buns come out of the oven in Philadelphia, and I'm like, man, I got to go there. They're like, Tom, that's you on the TV eating it. But they're so good at the food porn. It's just, I'm telling you, you're gonna watch the show and just salivate like a bloodhound.
Well, that's a pretty tall order there. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's so good.
And so you've gotten to go to there's a geography component to this as well, right? Because you, like you said, you're moving around from city to city, and I would guess in your travels that you found that each city has kind of its own, if not signature things or signature items, but every bakery in every city has a little different spin on that world, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like, you know, New York has its own style. You go to Cleveland, they have their own style. Every place definitely has a personality. You know, cities, there's, and I knew this from doing stand-up, you know, in a lot of ways we share stuff online and we're more common, we're more alike than we have been in years past, but still, Cleveland is Cleveland. It's not Denver. You know, there's right. Like a, there's just a different culture there, and they do different things, and that's what's so like inspiring when you go and you visit these places. It's people not only from that city, but those people that came to build that city came from all around the world, and they brought with them their culture and their recipes. And, you know, I was in Cleveland, and there was a Hungarian bakery, a Polish place, this guy who was an American guy whose grandmother came from France, and now he's making these incredible pot pies. And you just, you realize how lucky we are to have all this stuff in one spot. It was pretty inspirational.
There, I'm getting this whole, like, Circle of Life kind of vibe right now. Lion King, Circle of Life kind of thing.
Well, it really kind of, it sounds kind of corny, but you go to these places, and the ones that are successful really, really care. And they put love into everything that they make. And I'm telling you, there's places that open, they can use the same ingredients, be in the same spot, and it's not going to be as good. But these people that really have a passion for it, you can taste it in their end products for sure.
Mm-hmm. And Tom, so if you take somebody who's listening to our discussion right now, and they think, I really like Tom as a comedian. I've seen him out on the road a bunch of times. I like his work. I'm not like a big baker guy. I'm not really into kitchen kind of stuff. What do you say to them in terms of, like, I know you, so I'm imagining the appeal of the show, it's designed to be much broader than just people who are really into baking things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's kind of like watching me do crowd work.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like I come in and it's, look, I'm a comedian. That's the only gear that I know. So I'm going to be funny with these people and try and not take it too seriously and have a good time with it. It's just me riffing with these people. So it is comedy for sure. But I also have this real curiosity about how this stuff is made and who these people are. So I just, the combination of the baking, the comedy, I think we have a really fun show.
Okay, that's great, man. It's called Baked. Makes its debut Monday, this coming Monday on Labor Day. And you said the times, and that's pretty exciting stuff, man.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think I think people are really going to like it. You know, just from the people that have kind of seen it, you can tell. Like, I've done projects before when people are like, "Yeah, it's good. Well, we'll see." This one, people are like, "Oh my god!"
Well, that's
amazing.
That's great, man, and it's great to see you. Taking something that was a passion and kind of expanding and showing the audience part of your personal passion too. So this is really exciting stuff.
Yeah, it'll be cool. And I think I'm going to see you live. I'm coming back like in end of September.
Yep.
But I think the show will still be on the air. Maybe when I'll definitely come by the studio.
You mean my show or your show?
Your show.
Oh.
Well, your show. Hopefully, you'll still be on the air.
Yeah, I hope so. Do you know something I don't know? I'm kidding. Yeah, we'll look forward to that, Tom. It's always great to see you and always great to talk to you. Congratulations on the continued success. The king of all media, Tom Papa.
Thank you. I'll see you real soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.